sound of a new artificial larynx developed by the VA hospital.
Dr. Louis Goldstein, speech pathologist at the Veterans Administration Hospital in Gainesville, has not had his larynx or voice box removed. He and two University of Florida professors, Cal Oliver of Mechanical Engineering and Howard Rothman of the Speech Department, are demonstrating to a former UF student, Steve Hiller, a new battery-powered larynx they've developed. Hiller is now doing research on a similar project at the University of California. The researchers say their prototype will help cancer victims who have lost their voice boxes to speak more clearly, and
I think the primary new feature is the fact that it will be hand-free. Commonly, you have to hold it against the neck to turn it on and off and just provide the contact, and we're going to have it worn around the neck on a collar.
How does it work?
Well, this little driver here impacts a vibrating cap, and this is placed up against the neck.
How much is it going to cost?
Estimates are approximately $100 to $300.
And how long will it last?
Approximately 5 years.
The prototype is run by the equivalent of a model airplane motor. Funding for the project, $160,000 over a 3-year period, is coming from the VA's Prosthetic Research Division in Washington. Space and personnel are provided by the UF Institute for the Advanced Study of the Communication Processes. The researchers say they don't know when the prototype will be available to the public. They do anticipate doing field trials sometime late in 1980. This is Rosemarie Van Camp reporting from Gainesville.